I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, meet the athlete who inspired Bruce Springsteen's glory days. But first, every summer since 1971, a neighborhood of Louisville, Kentucky has hosted the World Championships of Dainty. In the summer of 2011, reporter Ann Marshall attended the 41st such competition and met with the man responsible for the game's modern revival.
It's the last Monday evening in July in the Schnitzelburg neighborhood. That's World Dainty Championships Day. The sweet smell of cotton candy sticks to humid air, as does the persistent, percussive sound of wood smacking cement. That's the sound of a crowd-pleasing hit. Dainty's a clumsy game that requires two pieces of wood, an open street, and some serious hand-eye coordination. The game's a little like baseball, except that the players use a broom handle to hit a piece of wood called a dainty. It's about the same length and circumference of sidewalk chalk, sharpened like a pencil at both ends. It's placed on a spray-painted start line. Then comes the fun part. Hit the dainty with the broom handle so that it flips into the air, then try to whack it down the street. The farthest hit wins.
Actually, 2 years ago, I hit it 80 feet. I got third place. So, I don't know. It was luck, you know.
That's Steve Cameron, waiting for his turn at bat. With a cold beer in hand, he stands among a tightly packed crowd behind police barricades. A spectator encourages the on-deck hitter.
All right, Donna, put your beer down and whack it.
But all eyes are on the start line, where the next competitor crouches down on one knee, aims for the dainty, but ends up tapping around it.
No, you gotta hit it. You gotta hit it.
Just as the announcer teases that this isn't a game of chopsticks, the dainty pops up. The player swings and misses.
Oh! He didn't get up fast enough.
Dainty's not graceful. Players flail and lurch to try and launch a 6-inch piece of wood into midair and then bat it as far as they can. And it can be somewhat dangerous. Orange mesh nets line the sidewalks for a reason. Just ask longtime player Roxy Bickle about the nuns in the front row a few years back.
I hit it straight into the nuns. All the little nuns that are sitting here, little sisters of the poor, it went straight into their faces. I said, oh my God. Luckily, the mesh, it got kind of tangled up in the mesh. Come on, John!
So here are the rules. A swing and a miss is a strike. 3 times and you're out. Players must hit one-handed and be 45 or older. That's tradition. So much of this is. For 4 decades, Dainty's been played on the same tree-lined street in front of the old corner market, Hauk's Handy Store, often pronounced Hawks.
Hawks is the gateway for growing up. I mean, you come here to get your ice cream when you were 3 or 4, and then maybe a beer or two after you grew up.
That's Glenn Bush, who, along with his brother Bob, stands behind the old Hauk's neon sign and talks about store owner George Hauk. You hear that name a lot on Dainty Day. After all, he did start the contest in 1971. But that's not what Glenn's thinking about. From behind sporty black sunglasses, he holds back tears.
And he carried this neighborhood when people didn't really have enough to get by. George helped us.
And there's no better way to meet George than the way nearly everyone in Schnitzelburg does, by walking into the store that his family's owned for 100 years.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there. How you doing? I love your cane. It is so cool.
Well, that's a good weapon, too.
It is a good weapon. I like that. It's dangerous.
It's a Saturday afternoon, and the 91-year-old sits on cases of domestic beer, one hand on his cane's bronzed eagle handle. He stares out the front door's large window. It's a perfect view of the corner that was his playground back in the 1930s.
Years ago, when you didn't have money, you had to think up your own games.
Like Dainty.
Yeah, Dainty was one of them. Shinny, Red Rover, Sundown, Piggy.
Dainty was actually borrowed. German immigrants introduced the game to Louisville in the mid-1800s. It's believed the dainty was named for a similarly shaped ice cream treat. At Hauk's, cigarettes, candy, and snacks line shelves. A sign listing all past dainty winners hangs right behind the register, tended by George's daughters.
Anyway,
we'll try. That's what Richard smokes.
Yeah.
365.
Karen Houck says the dainty contest revives the simple joy of childhood for her dad. But she knows it's her father and his old-fashioned kindness that draws such a huge neighborhood crowd every year.
Yeah, I was old enough to remember people in the neighborhood that wouldn't have anything, any food at all. And Dad would say, well, you know, give you bologna and bread and something to hold, you know, something for, especially if they have kids. But, I mean, even adults.
It's no wonder the dainty is played underneath an honorary street sign reading George Houck Way. At this year's World Dainty Championships, George parks himself in a scooter with a basket full of good luck coins.
Hey, George.
There's a wooden nickel for you.
Yeah, thank you.
You better have one, too. You better have one, too, honey.
But a few competitors, like Bob Bush, devised their own good luck strategy. He's on deck for his turn at the dainty. Bob makes his way to George's scooter, gives him a firm handshake, and steps to the line. But his stick never even strikes the dainty. Three tries, and he's out. But the game isn't over yet. George, dressed in shorts and a green Houck's Market baseball cap, hasn't just come to watch. He climbs out of his scooter and heads to the start line. Every year, he gets the final hit. The crowd is glued. He hits the dainty, but it rolls backwards. He tries again, misses. Then, leaning on his cane, he bends over, yanks the dainty off the ground, and tosses it down the street. The crowd wasn't expecting that. A band starts up, and George smiles as he hobbles back to his scooter, where a swarm of fans await. For Only a Game, I'm Ann Marshall.